now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to UltraSwag.net with Coop Cooper. Just got back from my travel agent after cancelling a trip to Greece. Word is that the World Bank would be happy to loan Greece the money it needs if only the Greeks would work long enough to fill out the application form. On the show this week, we are talking to a Sydney band called the Akkadakkeries, an incredible little band that I've been seeing from time to time across the Sydney lounge scene. You're going to love them. We spoke to them a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, in fact. So we'll catch up with them again to see about their new album called Hard Lounge. This week, we're also going to meet the inspiration for Don Draper. I've got an interesting JFK story and swank advice on what not to email about the workplace. Meantime, the Martini Kings and Desperado on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Donation thanks to ultraswank.net, the Narco Lounge combo there with Mizzaloo. We're joined by a band that I spoke to must have been a couple of years ago, the Akkadakkeries here in Sydney, and Tero joins me. And Tero, good to see you back on the record release trail once again.
Thanks very much. We had been working on a few new charts, and we thought, well, we may as well record them before we forget them.
The new album is called Hard Lounge. Love the cover with the lounge on the front. But tell us a little bit about the evolution of this new album.
You mentioned the cover photo. It's fantastic. The piano falling on a lounge, a very hard old lounge. Like I said, we just, we've been around now about 4 years, and we're just working slowly on writing out a few new charts, checking out a few tunes that we really wanted to play, and finding how we could sort of, lounge them up a little bit, and found ourselves with a collection of about 13 or 14 new tunes, and we thought, well, let's go into the studio and have a bit of a crack at them. You know, the way we work is we pick a tune and then we think, well, how can we sort of, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, have a little bit of a mix around with it, how do we spice it up a little bit, take the basic riff and strip the rest off and turn it into a little jazz lounge song, I suppose.
And as per usual, you've gone to some of the great rock classics, Walk This Way, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Nutbush, City Limits, Smoke on the Water, and even play that funky music as well, which I thought was pretty funny.
That's a fairly recent one. We thought we've got to get a little bit more dancing. We've been doing a few gigs lately where there've been a few people, that want to get up and dance, and so that's always one that people recognise, and we actually were inspired by a James Taylor record he's got out called Covers. It's got Steve Gadd playing the drums, and he plays this beautiful little rumba pattern on the drums. And we thought, oh, we'll pinch that. We're not shy. We're not afraid. We'll steal that and we'll stick it onto play that funky music.
And as far as arrangements are concerned, I can't remember who arranged the first album, whether it was a collaborative sort of thing or you had one guy doing it all. What's the arrangement set up?
Well, the first one had a bunch of tunes that we rehearsed with a guitar player before we actually even formed the VAC Daiquiris. And we just had a bit of a play around and came up with a handful of tunes that we liked. And then we formed the band, and the first album was pretty much a collaborative effort. You know, we'd rehearse, we'd have a tune. We put the tune on and we go, well, what can we do to that tune? Can we make it a Latin beat? Can we make it a tango, a bossa nova or something? So that was the way that worked. The second, this new album, it's mostly actually Jeff Rosenberg, our bass player. He's writes all the charts. He comes up with the ideas and the tunes. I probably come up with a little drum pattern that might suit it, and you know, we sort of work things out. But he's the main one, you know, that's got ideas in his head. You know, he hears a tune. Oh, there's a funky little piano riff there. We can put that in there, you know, and we'll try it out and you know, work it. If it works good, then you know, he'll chart it out, and away we go.
The first album, of course, was called Heavy Cocktail. That was in 2008. Still available online. And the new album, Hard Lounge, which has just come out this year, you can actually sample some of them through Bandcamp as well. But the website to go to, akkadaiquiris.com.au. You can find out about the band and grab the CDs and see where you guys are playing. And Tara, great to talk to you.
Thanks very much for having us on the show.
Here's the Akkadaiquiris now.
Is the Cocktail Nation music.
Donation with Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net, Les Baxter, and Lust. You know, David Ogilvy is the man that inspired the character of Don Draper for that marvellous Mad Men series, with the Series 5 coming out very, very soon. He was a pioneer of modern advertising, and there was an interesting story about him in our Sydney Morning Herald just the other day. In fact, he's probably one of the most famous people that the ad world has ever produced. Not quite a household name, but certainly worthy of a few shout-outs in the popular Mad Men TV series. The British-born ad man founded the agency that is now known as Ogilvy and Mather in 1948. And even today, industry insiders continue to use Ogilvy's best-selling Confessions of an Advertising Man as their Bible. Still, whilst many of his musings were profound, others were absolutely hilarious. In a 1955 letter, Ogilvy gives a list of 12 incredible insights into his habit as a copywriter, from refusing to use a typewriter, to growling at his wife, to downing half a bottle of rum if uninspired. That sounds like Don Draper, doesn't it? His letter is rife with colourful tips, and you've got to check it out. We've got those tips for you. In fact, the whole article, you can check it out on our website, cocktailnation.net, in our news section. Here's the Naughty Ones and Azure.
Gone and got the blues in Paris. Paris blues called Azure. How can I be blue in Paris? Easy, 'cause you're far away. much I need you. You'd come back to me to stay. Having you with me in Paris really is the only way to lose this blues, this agitation.
Cocktail Nation.
Nation for ultraswank.net and lounge leader Kip Cooper here with Martini Heaven and Dreamavu. That was a special request for Martin Polanski, who's in the New Jersey area, who wrote to me just recently and said, Coop, do you take requests? There's an album that you played a little while ago by a band called Martini Heaven. Could you play them for me? And there you go, Dreamavu on the Cocktail Nation. You can email thecocktailnation at gmail.com if you'd like to send in a request. Always happy to hear from you. Interesting story that I posted up on our website, cocktailnation.net. Now, I must mention, with our website, what we're trying to do here is try and get as many new stories that are of interest to the lounge scene. And we try and do this on a daily basis, whether it be gigs from around the world, it might be some news out of my life, it might be some interesting photos we've come across, or it might be some news from across the world. And of course, the Swank Advice columns are updated regularly, which we'll get to in just a moment. So do check it out. CocktailNation.net is quickly becoming the magazine of choice. JFK's secret Swedish lover. You might have heard about this woman. Her name is Gunilla von Post. Perhaps if you're a European, you might have heard about her. She was a Swedish socialite who had an affair with JFK, and she's recently told all in a memoir called Love, Jack. And certainly she was not the first or indeed the last to fall for the charms of a man notorious for his sketchy grasp of the obligations of matrimony. You can find out about this very, very interesting story online, cocktailnation.net. JFK's Swedish secret lover. Swank advice tonight on being careful about what you write, particularly in the workplace. A friend of mine sent this to me, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. A co-worker sent about her building an all-staff email that resulted in her getting somewhat disciplined by management. I'll read it to you. She says, I've been umming and ahhing as to whether or not I should send this email, but I need to get it off my chest. I left feeling pretty low on Friday after finding that someone had taken the liberty to chuck out the figs that I'd left on the bench. Only a few had to be taken. So I decided on Friday I'd leave the remaining home and make fig and pear paste. But to my shock, they'd been chucked. John and Michael can testify to my disappointment. I just couldn't figure out why someone did it, especially how expensive figs are. They are priced at $19 a kilogram, and they were what I needed to fulfill my fig and pear paste project. In short, this situation and all my hurt feelings could have been avoided if the chucker out of the figs had given myself the heads up. Now, the inside story on this corporate disaster was the fact that the figs were actually left there on a Friday afternoon, and then one of the cleaners came and threw them out at around about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, thinking most people had gone home at this stage on this particular day and that they were only going to be getting off through the weekend. Fair call, but clearly the writer of the email was a little bit upset about it. I think when it comes to promoting yourself in the workplace as a hard worker and as a person who perhaps should be promoted in the future, moody emails are probably not the best thing to send. Never send an email when angry. Always take the time to cool down, reread the email before you send it, and be sure that messages don't contain anything that you will regret later. And I think you can use this in general life. If I'm a little bit upset with somebody, I'll write a draft email, leave it as a draft, and I won't actually send it yet. And then a couple of hours later, maybe even half a day later, I might actually have a re-look at this email and see whether or not it really is worth sending and whether or not it's going to reflect badly upon me. It's always best to be on the conservative side if you can. So there you go. Some swank advice on how not to be not swank in the workplace. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover, send an email. Politely, of course. TheCocktailNation@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
denial. She'll turn your dials and stab in stiletto shoes. Ah, blue, like a cliche.
Donation with thanks to UltraSwank.net, Jimmy Vargas and Blue Negligee. A letter from a listener, Phil Sadley, who writes, "Hey Coop, love the show. Don't know if you've ever reviewed this book or not, but it is fantastic. A great reference that would make a fantastic review on the show." Well, thank you very much for your email, Phil. This is a very interesting book that you've sent me, and I've got to tell you, I'm definitely going to be getting a copy of this one. Now, Phil has sent me a link to it. It's on Amazon.com. It's called Eurospy Guide by Matt Blake and David Deal. It's not a cheap book. It's $25. It's a paperback book, but well worth checking out. I'm definitely going to be adding this one to the Cocktonation Penthouse Library, that's for sure. I'll tell you a little bit about it. For a brief period of the mid-1960s, the whole world went spy crazy, from Sri Lanka to Poland, from the US to India. Cinemas were filled with the exploits of suave secret agents, glamorous femme fatales, and increasingly demented villains. No suburban dinner party was complete without the discussion of the latest escapades of a Bond, or a Bulldog Drummond, or a Harry Palmer. This looks like a really fantastic book, and I gather it's got some fantastic pictures in there as well, from what I've read of some of the reviews. You can check it out on Amazon. This might be one that you might like to add to your collection, The Euro Spy Guide by Matt Blake and David Deal. I love adding these sorts of books to the Cocktonation Penthouse Library for two reasons. They're absolutely fantastic to read, but they also make such a wonderful talking point if you're like me and you have a library that people can browse through, perhaps at a party. Well worth checking out. Time for our look at the world of swank. There are lots of events on right across the globe. Perhaps you might like to let me know what's going on in your town, or maybe you've got an event or a band that you would like to promote. Very easy, just simply contact me here at the website cocktonation.net. You can email thecocktonation@gmail.com. Coming up on the 25th of February at Don the Beachcombers, it's the Don Beach Party, starring the Tikiaki Orchestra and Marina the Fire Eating Mermaid. That looks absolutely fantastic. The Riviera Swing is coming up. This is March 23rd to the 26th. This is in Europe. You can enjoy this one. I believe it's in Torquay. We've got details on our website, of course. You can join Jennifer Keith at the Queen Mary. She's singing there every single Saturday night. And she's also at Perch as well. You can see her on a Tuesday night. Why not Luau at the Lake at the Tiki Resort, Lake George, New York. 21st to the 24th of June. Save the dates on this one. And Mr. Ho's Orchestra playing at Durom in New York on the 24th of Feb. If you're here in Sydney, or certainly anywhere in Australia, you might like to get along to the Threadbow Jazz Festival, which is coming up from Friday the 23rd to the 25th of March. We've got lots of events. In fact, we constantly update them on our World of Swank Gig Guide page of the Cocktonation website, cocktonation.net, if you'd like to check that out. Let's get back into the music right now. Here's the James Bond sextet, and You Only Live Twice.
Thank you. les étoiles, les étoiles. Dites-moi, étoiles, pourquoi je vous regarde? Les étoiles, les étoiles. Dites-moi, étoiles, qui vous regardera? Dites-moi, étoile, de qui obtenez-vous la lumière? Les étoiles, vous qui êtes belles dans les cieux. Dites-moi, étoile, qui vous donnera l'amour?
And L'Etoile. It's the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to UltraSwank.net and Coop Cooper with you. We've got another fantastic show lined up for you once again next week. We're going to be finding out about a special designer that I think is going to blow your mind. We'll talk to one of the lounge legends in the Los Angeles district area. Must say hello to a few new Twitter and Facebook followers. Very easy if you'd like to become a Twitter or a Facebook follower. All you need to do is look us up on Facebook, simply coop.cooper. As far as Twitter is concerned, you can find us under the handle of Cocktail Nation. Steve Bedup, Chris Masters, Zoe Heller, and Pamela Tresent, who sent me some individual messages this week via our Twitter page, the handle Cocktail Nation. Well, I'm going to leave you this week with John Barry and Lovers. Stay hip.